Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to just get started here with our prayer, and I got some stuff I want to share with you, and I kind of need your opinions, or maybe you're just going to get to hear my opinions. I don't know which it is, but let's start off with prayer. For such a time as this, our Heavenly Father, we lift your name on high. We pray today for your hand of protection upon our president and upon our vice president and their families and the cabinet. I ask you to guide them all through this world of evil and the corruption that surrounds us. Please give them wisdom and discernment to weed out the liars and reveal only the truth, to make us a strong nation. And may we be strong because we lean on you. Bring America home today into your arms and make us one people again. Forgive us of all for our doubtings and for the political correct rhetoric that demeans your holy word. Forgive us, and I ask that you please keep us from evil, that we may not cause pain. I ask again that you use CSC Talk Radio. May we be an instrument to you that brings comfort and truth to the people. In the name of Jesus, we stand. Amen. I was looking through the news today. Actually, I found it a week or two ago, a news source. And, it's one on the right, so it's going to be leaning that direction, I will admit that. But when I was reading one of the articles, it brought to mind, you remember I've told you before in the past, everybody had a moment where they woke up. Where they all of a sudden realized that our government isn't what it ought to be. And that came to thought this morning, or last night, that we the people need a situation room. The marvel of all history is the patience for which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. And that's from George Washington, of course. I heard someone say recently, I don't remember who it was or where it was, whether it was on the news or somebody else in my life, but they said that socialists, big government people, believe that their rights, your rights, come from government and can be taken away or manipulated at any time when necessary. Easy come through legislation and easy go. Mandates and taxes and permits and license restrictions and regulations are all about big central government controlling you. Our founding fathers never, never wanted that. I'm reading through these articles, as I mentioned earlier, and they are laced with much opinion. There's no doubt about that. Much like me on a day-to-day basis. And I couldn't help but think, we the people need a situation room. Last night, as I was listening to the news and the words just kept echoing, right-wing conspiracies. Not that some of those do not exist, because I'm very certain that they do. But I remember when the Clintons, particularly, it was Bill's investigation. Yes, we have to specify which one because they've both been so corrupt and both have been under investigations. But it was Bill when he was being impeached. He was being investigated. He was in trouble for his misconducts, his womanizing, rape, etc. And that Hillary called it a vast right-wing conspiracy against her husband. And, of course, it was not a conspiracy, but it was, unfortunately, quite real. We as Americans have a tendency to overtrust the elected officials. We have done so for many decades, and that has proven to be detrimental to our freedom, our life, our liberty, our pursuit of happiness. A phrase I'm deeply concerned we no longer hold dear or even understand. However, that liberty is under attack from many fronts, unfortunately, and it's time, past time really, for us as citizens to claim our own situation room. While the elected are no higher in rank, they're not better than you. They believe themselves to be so. And they have taken advantage of their positions for profit and for power. It's human nature. What would we do in our own situation room if we had one? Our founding fathers, they met in a pub. I got to sit in that pub when I went to Pennsylvania to speak at a Second Amendment rally. Wouldn't you have loved to have been a little fly on the wall when the founding fathers were there? They were discussing and they were arguing, but one thing they all agreed on was small government. No large central government controlling and dictating over we the people. They'd already experienced that. They agreed on freedom. They agreed that life had value. They agreed on liberty, on property, the pursuance of happiness. No classes of people, but we are all equal. We have lost that lust for freedom. We fail to understand liberty. We allow the government to take or to tax our property, and we are okay about remaining ignorant about such matters, it would seem. Happiness isn't getting what you want. Happiness is a peace and a joy from inside. It's being given a fair and even playing field for life and livelihood, to choose your own occupation. It's religious freedom. Not freedom from religion, although you can certainly choose that for yourself, but you cannot force it either on another. Freedom to defend yourself against domestic and foreign invaders, bad guys, and bad government. You have the rights. They are not given to you by government. Nancy Pelosi gives me nothing except a bellyache at times, a few chuckles at the things she says. But God gives me everything. We are equal. Endowed by our Creator, all men, all women, all races, all were created by Him and all are equal. We the people, Beth included, have had, or we are so easily, have ADD, and we are easily distracted that we forget the very foundation of our nation, God. We forget the word and the word of independence, and I fear that the spirit has been lost, that spirit of independence. Perhaps we have been broken as a wild horse forced to comply. For the marvel of all history, we have been way too patient. Let's meet in the situation room and form a new strategy, or implement the old strategy of our founding fathers and bring America home. Because we the people need a situation room. We're headed into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Lay back and smell the sun, warm up the Georgia pie. It's so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need. And nothing that I don't.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. What sparked me this morning to go in the direction that I did with the Situation Room, and of course it'd be kind of difficult for all of America, freedom-loving Americans, to get together in one Situation Room. But maybe we can call that CSE Talk Radio. The S will stand for Situation Room. But it was an article that was, it came from America Greatness. It's a new source that I have found. At least I didn't get his, who wrote it on this particular printout. But they were talking about the right wing is anti-government again. But, you know, our founding fathers were anti-government. Well, they understood we needed some kind of organizational skills. We needed to bring a nation together some way. You know, I mean, it was chaos for years, and I don't want to get into too much deep American history. But even the currencies, they had different currencies flowing around. I mean, it was just impossible. So they did have to kind of, for lack of a better word, centralize some things. But we were never, ever, ever intended to be a people that were dictated by an upper class of elected people in D.C., career politicians. I thought it was real interesting what Tucker Carlson was off on last night with the capitalism and why young people are against capitalism. He said part of it is this debt that they have that they can't get out from under when they come out of college. We tell them they have to have this education, and they come out of college with thousands of dollars of debt. No wonder they're against it. And yet the very ones who put them there are the ones that are screaming about it. The professors and the administrators that are paid great, vast wealth to do what they do. They keep getting raises, and the kids' tuitions keep going up. And the cost of the books go up, and the cost of this goes up, and the cost of that goes up. Well, of course they tell them they have to do that, because their job depends on it. But not everyone needs college. But that's just one thing. But the right wing, being anti-government, they act like that's a negative thing. It's not a negative thing. It's one of those checks and balances. We, the people, as a republic, were supposed to keep them in line. And the elected officials were never, ever supposed to be career politicians. They were to be statesmen. They went there, took care of business, went back home and did the business, took care of their own business. And then I read an article that is about, well, they're talking about a situation room, but not the one that we experienced what happened this weekend with the taking out of the terrorist, but a situation room in the prior president. And what they were doing in their situation room in 2015 and 2016. The young woman, humanitarian, that was captured by Baghdadi, al-Baghdadi, or however you say his name, Bad Daddy. She was raped, repeatedly raped, and then killed. The previous administration did little to nothing to rescue this young woman. Now, it's easy to say that because we don't know the situations in the situation room. But we are finding things unfolding. And again, it goes back to that right-wing conspiracy words, that there was a conspiracy against the current president. Whether you like him or hate him, it doesn't matter. No one has the right to do what has been done and is continually going on. But it was a conspiracy. And it was an ugly conspiracy against the American people, against the Republic, against the Constitution, against the elections. When they were talking about the right wing and the anti-government, like I said, everyone has a moment when they are woke to what's going on. Mine was Waco. I was captured in that with my ADD, and it was on the news constantly over and over and over again what was going on and what these people were doing and how these weapons that they had. And my dad made a comment that turned my head completely around. He said, "What country are we in? These people have hurt nobody. They've done nothing. But we're going after them." And of course, that was before the fiery end that claimed we were supposed to be rescuing children. That's why we were doing all this. That we thought there was abuse of children. We didn't have any proof of that. We had nobody even saying that. But they had accumulated weapons, and I don't remember all the details, but I do remember my dad's words that woke me up. And I realized, oh my goodness, what is happening in our nation? And that was my woke moment. They go on in this article about the Situation Room with President Barack Obama and his many beside him as they were plotting and planning to go against this president. They couldn't have him be successful in the things that he wants to do. And since the House became the Democrat House, it has done nothing for the people. But it continues to fire at the president and his administration day in and day out. In the Situation Room of We the People, we should be questioning what's going on in D.C. You can hate the president if you want to, but you need to stop and ask yourself, why do I hate him? We live in a corrupt world, there's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. But when we know and understand, well, we can never know the hearts of men, but the nature of man is, it's greed. Whether it's just for power, or it's for money, whether it's for both, it's greed. They want to be in control. And there's a certain group of people that that tend more to go that direction. And there are others who, you know, that we have the sheep, we have the sheepdogs, and we have the wolves. And I think we need to decide in each case, which one are they representing? Are the sheepdogs? The wolves? Or are we just going to be sheeple? Sheeple that are just led with the ADD. We look over here, we look over there, and we don't really see what's happening. We don't really fathom what's happening. I was writing last night a little bit, and I've come up with this idea to kind of break down some of the quotes from our founding fathers, and I had this idea a long time ago, and I'm a little slow. And I'm looking at the word liberty. And I'm thinking, do people today even understand liberty? And I would say we don't. We throw the word around. It's like the word love. I love this. I love that. We just throw it around. Liberty, liberty, liberty. But Obama, it said he successfully hunted Trump campaign aides instead of terrorists. The families of those that were killed by al-Baghdadi are grateful that he's gone. And the world is watching as people who hate the president can't even accept one good thing done by him. And I watched an interview one from Europe yesterday. He says, I don't know what's going on here. He said, this is just crazy. This guy was a bad dude. He went on and explained, as we have before, what he did. He said, I, for one, I was glad that he's dead. 877-895-5410.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-9898. 6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The topic today is we the people need our own situation room because we are being bombarded. Our liberties are under attack. Our rights are being manipulated by people who think rights come from government instead of from God. And I was very interested in this article was written by Julie Kelly when she's talking about the Situation Room of President Barack Obama during the 2016 campaign. She says, rather than successfully hunting down the terrorists, Obama and his top national security officials hunted down Trump campaign aides. Baghdadi's death should be a reminder, an infuriating one, that the previous administration and his CIA and FBI squandered vital resources in service to politically motivated investigations into Trump and his presidential campaign. This is serious stuff. It's not a conspiracy. More and more evidence is coming out that this actually took place. It's not just words coming from a defending Republican of the president. And speaking of a defending Republican, one that was really behind the president for many, many, from the very beginning. And then he became attorney general, and then it all went south. I don't know whether he took more on than he can handle, but he immediately recused himself, and that is Jeff Sessions. I really liked Jeff Sessions. And now he's considering running for Senate again. I'm a little concerned about that. Because I have often wondered, after all that took place, was he just in over his head? Or was Jeff Sessions bullied? It's got to be one of these three things. Was he bullied? Was he threatened? And I would think if that was the case, he wouldn't be thinking about running again. Or, God forbid, was Jeff Sessions, a mild speaking, we thought carried the big stick man, a mole in the administration? So if he's running for president, I mean, not president, for senator again, says, I think he sees the role in the Senate as pushing Senate Republicans to actually enact the Trump agenda. Now, one of his strengths, supposedly, was immigration. That was one thing he was on board with President Donald Trump. Had Jeff Sessions been in over his head and realized it, instead of recusing himself, he should have just resigned and told the president, look, this is what's going on. I think I'm in over my head. What else can I do to help? What else can I do to serve this nation, your administration? But that's not how it went down. And it went on and it went on and it went on and it went on and on and on. And it makes me suspect of a man that I really, really liked. But we just don't know people, do we? Well, we all remember the pictures. It was very, well, it was over and over and over on the telly, just constantly. Where the young man, Nicholas Sandman, was accused of being a racist. He was accused of all kinds of bad things, and he was not guilty of one of them. When you watch the entire video, you see he was the one who was actually attacked. And it was this man that was a native. He's an Indian native, but he's a troublemaker. And he went up into the young man's face, and he's drumming, beating his drum right in the young man's face. The young man didn't approach him. He approached the young man. And while this is going on, there's another group. They call themselves, I know I wrote that down somewhere. Where did I write that down? They call themselves the Black Hebrew Israelites. And their mouths, what was coming out of their mouths was horrible, horrible, what they were screaming at these young boys from the Catholic school. I mean, it was just terrible. But Nicholas is the one who took the heat. I don't think I could have done what this young man did. I don't think I could have stood there and took it like he did. I really don't think I could have. However, the reason I'm talking about this is because he has a lawsuit. And at first the lawsuit was not going to be allowed, but now it is going to be allowed to go forward. He's going to be suing the Washington Post for $250 million. It's not just about this young man, although they have ruined his life. It's about holding them accountable for poor reporting, for reporting something that was not true, and then never, ever backing out on it. So as we watch things unfold, yesterday, and this was big, the judge cancels the November hearing after Powell's, which is the attorney, she explosive brief to dismiss Flynn's case. They have come out with new evidence that the evidence that they had against Flynn had been tampered. It had been manipulated. It had been fixed. They go after Flynn, Manafort. They found out the same thing had happened with him. Not only is he in prison, but they've been holding him in solitary confinement for a long time now. Government out of control is what we are witnessing in this nation. And I believe as a people, we're too ignorant to see it, too blind to see it. And that's why we have so many crazy people that are booing a president at a ball game instead of saying thank you for getting this bad guy who murdered Americans and others. I mean, this is the same man that put it on video marching these Christians across the beach with chains, orange jumpsuits, had them kneel and beheaded every one of them. What did they do? They were Christians. That's what they did. Caught an Israeli pilot, put him in a cage, and burned him alive on video for the world to see. Took the young girl, the humanitarian, Kayla. Allowed her to be raped repeatedly over and over and over again. And then murdered her. Others. We had a journalist that he beheaded. I mean, it goes on and on and on. This man was bad. He was bad to the very end, but he didn't want to die. But he took his children with him. You know, it's just amazing to me. We have the USDA being sued by RCAP. We don't hear about that. We're going to have them back on. We had them on a week or so ago. We have issues of people being abused by the government all across this nation. And you know what it is? It's the fourth branch of government that never was supposed to exist. And that's the bureaucracy, the bureaucrats, who are not elected but appointed. And in that, most of them are socialists. And so that's what they can't legislate, but that's what they mandate. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We need a situation room because we have a situation, and we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-4403. That's 800-510-4403. Call now, 800-510-4403.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change, for the land, and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to make a couple more points here. This is an article, and again, some of them I got the writer on some and I didn't get the others. This is, will the Democrats miss middle America again? And I'm guessing yes. Now, they're preaching to middle America, promise them the free stuff. But free stuff is not what America's about. Freedom is what America's about. It says that Hillary Clinton was repeatedly demonstrated in speeches, even now, and television interviewing, that she has no idea why she lost. No idea why she lost. She has blamed everything from racism to Russia, from the media to sexism, from deplorables to stubborn, backward-looking nostalgia. She lost because she wasn't a good candidate. She lost because she insulted the people. They're constantly insulting the American people. It doesn't matter what color you are. If you believe in the Constitution, if you believe in freedom and liberty, if you believe in small government, they don't like you much. And they will insult you. Because they actually believe that you are stupid. The Basket of Deplorables was about middle America. We're an independent lot. We just want left alone. And unfortunately, we've lived that, and that's why we're in the mess we're in. We need a situation room because we have a situation, and the situation is we, the people, have done nothing. Yeah, we may get out and vote. You know, we're either Republican or Democrat, so that's how we vote. We either vote Republican or Democrat, and we don't look at what they stand for. It's like being loyal to your school.
We think we can't change.
I believe in loyalty. To freedom. To liberty. To Constitution. To God first.
So, in the Situation Room, I think the first thing we need to do is kind of like, you know, Ben Franklin. He scolded them all there in Congress when they were trying to come up with the Constitution. He said, every day we came in here and we prayed when we were at war. I think we should continue that. And now, when Ben Franklin prays over a cabinet meeting, he's in trouble. How far away from our roots have we gone? From our foundation, from God? How far? How can we know who's the good guy and who's the bad guy? Well, in all truthfulness, we can't always know from what news is telling us. I mean, I'm reading this stuff and it's coming from conservative side, so it's going to be slanted that way. I look at the other from the other side and it just sickens my stomach. The things that they say, the things that they stand for. So, in the scripture, it says, you remember I get up and I say, I'm quoting a teacher from grade school. What fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees? Well, this is coming out of Matthew 7, 15 through 20. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit, you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. What is our fruit today? Not just the politicians, but what is the fruit? Are we bearing good fruit? Or bad? Or none? You do nothing, you have no fruit. You wither. So if we watch what they're doing, what good is it doing? The constant investigations that are costing the American people a great amount of money. What good is it doing? We have these bureaucratic departments, I call them the alphabet departments. What good are they doing? What has the USDA done in the last few decades for farmers and ranchers? The farm bill is more of a welfare bill than anything. What do they do, these elected and these appointed officials? They believe themselves to know better than you. They believe that they are above you. They say it in so many words when they speak. The truth is, Bernie Sanders doesn't really believe. He believes in socialism for you, but not for him. Elizabeth Warren thinks somebody else should pay reparations, but what she did to the Cherokee Nation, to the minority, when she took somebody else's position, has she apologized for that? Not really. I'm sorry I said this when I wasn't. What about the restitution for whoever didn't get a job because she lied and got that job? What about Kamala Harris saying, you know, we've got to kill babies or women are going to die? What sense does that make? What is the fruit? What is the fruit of even the Republicans? What have they done? They haven't built a wall. The president's had to fight them every step of the way on that one.
And the American people wanted one. Maybe not everyone. Oh, not everybody voted for him. We wanted fair markets. That's all the farmers and ranchers wanted, fair markets. A fair and even playing field. Give us a chance. We are equal. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, prosperity. Enthusiasm and liberty brings heroism and bravery. Today we just say the word. But we don't understand what it is. America has a situation. And we the people need a situation room. And what will our strategy be? Well, perhaps we should start, like Ben Franklin said, on our knees in repentance. Pay attention. The false prophets bear bad fruit. What fruit is America bearing today? D.C., oh my gosh, what fruit are they bearing? What fruit are you bearing? It's time to bring America home.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.